A cold front hit the Gulf Coast this week, posing yet another challenge for people displaced by hurricanes. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is trying to get trailers to displaced families, but some are still living in tents. And as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, they're not used to being out in the cold.
Hurricane Katrina hit Hancock County, Mississippi, head-on. 80% of the houses here are uninhabitable. For Mary and Ricky Schultz of Bay St. Louis, home is now a 10-by-12-foot tent pitched in their front yard.
That's all it is a bed and a blow dryer to blow the mattress up and a little bag of clothes. That's all that's in there.
The Schultzes have a generator, but no heater. The night skies turn deep purple and the temperature's dropping, headed toward 40 degrees. Mary Schultz stands stiffly in the cold.
We both had coats, but we lost them all during Hurricane Katrina. And I'm cold-natured, and I'm being prepared best I can. I freeze, you know. I don't like the cold weather, so.
And she's used to that central heat, so. And living in a tent, it's rough, you know, so.
A lot of people feel this way. Bo Gillins of Bay St. Louis walks around in a donated winter parka with the fur collar pulled up over his head, even in the daytime. All the houses in his neighborhood were flattened. Behind him, there's a refrigerator way up in a tree. He's been living in a tent for 6 weeks.
2 nights ago, it was really rough. I mean, the wind was whipping, it was making my tent flap, and I was worried about the trees over me. I didn't know if they was weak enough for this wind, and so I got kind of scared. I didn't sleep the rest of the night.
Mike Sweeney, a volunteer for the Hancock County Emergency Operations Center, says most people would rather brave the cold than go to shelters or trailer parks.
They don't want to leave. Well, there's rubble piles that we call rubble piles are people's lives. They are people's memories, and it's their homes, and they're going to do whatever they can to try to stay and recover or protect anything that they can.
So he just tries to help them get along. County officials have been trying to collect more sleeping bags and foam pads. They've also been distributing pamphlets at feeding centers, suggesting ways to improvise.
We're trying to educate the public on making mats by using some of the donated clothes and putting them inside of garbage bags or wrapping them in some of this FEMA blue sheeting that they do the Blue Roofs with. They take scraps of that, put the clothes in it, fold it over, duct tape it, and make a sleeping mat. That'll bring them up off the ground a little bit. A pair of stockings or pantyhose are just as good as a pair of $100 silk long johns.
In the meantime, FEMA is rushing to provide more trailers. More than half of the 6,000 families in Hancock County that have applied for trailers now have them. Nellie Oakwin and her son Ronnie just got theirs. Since Hurricane Katrina, they had been living in a big military tent donated by the Russians. They'd been sharing it with their dogs, cats, and a bunch of other animals that used to belong to their neighbor.
We had ducks and stuff coming in and out. Oh, y'all chickens, should see them. Chickens, ducks, geese.
Nellie Oakwin says she used to enjoy camping.
But it's a totally different story when you live it 24/7.
She doesn't think she'll want to sleep in a tent again anytime soon.
No. Mm-mm. I'll pass.
Oakwin says there's been an upside to the chilly weather. Since the hurricane, campers had been plagued by swarms of biting flies. Now the flies are gone. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News.